Time to catch up with the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, Craig Neiman. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. Now, you would have heard that while I was away last week, the lad sent me off on the scavenger hunt. So that kept me going for about 4 days. That was great, mate. Thank you.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. And welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Good to be back.
They found you, did they?
It's funny, though. For some reason, when I got back, the keys didn't fit to the station doors. So I don't know what was going on there. But Wang will be back in anyway.
Yeah, talked your way into it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so all righty, let's get down to the business of local council matters, meeting your whipstick ward councillors. That's happening this Saturday.
This Saturday, out at the Raywood Rec Reserve, Robbo. So the councillors in each ward go and station themselves somewhere appropriate, convenient for the community to come and have a chat. The Raywood whipstick ward councillors, Councillor Andrea Metcalf, Councillor Dave Fagg and Councillor Julie Sloan will be out at Raywood on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Really good opportunity for the locals to come and have a chat, meet their local councillors, talk about what's important to them, get a bit of feedback, two-way conversation here, and the councillors usually come back with quite a good bit of local information that they can feed into our systems and make sure that we can meet the community needs that are happening out there. So
yeah,
great opportunity for the Raywood community to catch up with the local council.
And generally, the meet the councillors thing, are they well attended?
Yeah, and they try and get to different locations, obviously. One like Raywood, you'd like to think that the Raywood community will get right behind that. Sometimes they position themselves outside a bakery or outside a supermarket where there's a convenient train of local pedestrian traffic.
Yep.
So you sort of catch up with people that want to pop in and say good day. So quite a number of different ways of going about it. But Raywood obviously is a really specific community opportunity, and even the communities of Neilborough, Sebastian and those other local communities could attend that one and have a chat as well.
Okay, we keep Robbo away from this one, but you've got your next council meeting on Monday.
Hang on. Is this a good meeting or is this an ordinary council meeting?
He couldn't resist himself.
It's an outstanding one.
Oh, fantastic.
And I know you've got them all in your diary, Robbo, from all of the councils you talk to.
Yes.
So it's a monthly cycle, so good on you for tapping into it and keeping abreast of what's happening in the region.
No, you're very welcome.
Monday evening, so 6 p.m. this Monday, the third Monday of the month, is our council meeting. We're likely to have some public in attendance. We're just trying to work through the finer detail of that to make sure that we can get the public back in the room with the council to view what happens in the council meeting. There'll be a little bit of final detail to come with that, so we'll issue that information out in the next day or so.
Okay, and any big items on the agenda that you're able to tell us about at this stage? Or?
The really major one is the council budget.
Yep.
So council's been working through, it was elected in October last year, and then has to do a lot of working, catching up on how the budget works. And they've had 7 different workshops over the last 2 or 3 months. Our total budget is $220 million. That includes our sort of operations, our service delivery component, and then the capital works component, which is looking after the assets that we've already got, which is roads, drains, footpaths, buildings, reserves, ovals, all those sorts of things, and then building new assets to help meet new and increasing community needs. So it's a big piece of work. There's lots of understanding required about where the money comes from and where we spend the money and what resources are required to deliver the different services, etc. So really big bit of preparation work by the councillors for this. For 5 of them, this is their first budget. What happens is they adopt, hopefully, a draft budget. We put that out for community comment
and
for a month or so.
A big one, people. Spending the money, isn't it? And you're looking for interest in a reference committee?
Yes, that's the Disability Inclusion Reference Committee, Steve. So want to make sure that all the things that we do, every strategy or plan that we put together and every project or works that we do are inclusive and enable people with disability to have access. So we're looking for people to join our Disability Inclusion Reference Committee. It's a 2-year appointment, looking for people with expertise in this area or experience in this area. It's probably about a meeting every 2 months, a little bit of reading and maybe some site visits involved in that, but anyone that's interested in that, we'd welcome their application through our City of Greater Bendigo website.
Okay. And finally, Craig, seeking feedback on community grants programs.
Yes, we have a through the budget process, and there'll be another allocation for next year, significant dollars that we allocate out to community groups through an application grants process. Between 2018 and 2020, we distributed back into the community $2.2 million to 564 local community groups and organisations. So it's a big program. We're inviting the community to tell us what works, what doesn't work, what evaluation criteria we could apply, other different categories we could put in place to make sure we meet the broader community needs. So there's a real opportunity for the community to provide us with some important feedback here. Anyone that wants to provide feedback, go to the website letstalkgreaterbendigo.com.au, and we're really looking forward to some great feedback on this one because it's a really important program that we make sure we deliver those allocations to the right areas.
Great stuff. All right, Craig. Well, listen, thanks very much. Good luck with the meeting, the council meeting. Oh, hell. I just looked. I've got to rearrange my cutlery drawer on Monday night, so damn, I won't be able to get along there.
You can watch it online, Robbo. You can have your laptop on the bench.
Ah, good thought. Good thought. Won't happen, but it's a good thought. Thanks, Craig.
Thanks, guys.
All the best. Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo. On the Wake Up Call, Gold, Central Victoria.